Well, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rowe taking you till 1 o'clock today in the Arctic Air Studios. We will turn morning into afternoon with you good folks who listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and here in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports. You could already be texting in, 806-855-3712. It is two-word Tuesday. We give you a topic, you give us two words to describe it. It usually engenders much more discussion after that. And then we always talk food in Raiderland. We make it official on Tuesday. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate. Great show. This one started off on Twitter and has exploded onto the show today. I think you're going to really enjoy it. We got Tech Baseball later on this afternoon. Zane Petty getting the start for the Red Raiders at New Mexico. 2:30, God's Country Time, first pitch. And then you can watch the presumptive next Texas Tech men's basketball coach in action as the fighting North Texas Screaming Eagles, Grant McCaslin, take on Whiskey tonight at 6 o'clock in the NIT semifinals. That would be a show. There's a lot of show right there. We don't stop there. Later on this hour, David Collier, Director of Sports Content, KMAC 28, Channel 13, will direct content of a sporting nature on our program. So you guys who are listening on the apps, we appreciate it. If you hadn't downloaded the app, go to kkm.com, get it. You can listen anywhere. Turn on the notifications. You can follow the station on Twitter, at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. We come back in the evening with The Daily Show. It's fun, interactive online presentation on Twitter Live. Everything we do, you can find on my website, theraiderland.com, including my cat's latest column. Yes, the cat has an agent. The cat now writing columns for us, Rob. He's Rob Bro, at Rob Bro Show on Twitter. Host of the Rob Bro Show on radio right here on Talk 103.9. From 1 to 2 and 1/3 of the Gambling Gauchos. Happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday, Ryan.
Got one of those cool NFL caps that you have a few of today, the Dallas Cowboys hat with just the Dallas in script written across it in front. To my knowledge, I don't think the Cowboys use that mark like that. I don't think they have anything, do they? It's like official
on the side. Yeah, this is official. I mean, this is an official hat.
Oh, I know it's official hat, but
not on uniform.
Yeah, I had never seen it or anything any other place that they use. Cool look
on the sideline. They wear these hats.
They do. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta pay more attention.
There's no like alt jersey with it.
So Bill Parcells is wearing it on the sidelines these days. Is what you're saying? Good deal. Yeah, I keep up with the Cowboys. Really close.
I think Dak likes the script. Yeah. It's not this hat, but the script Dallas is on the sideline.
You need one that's reversed where it says salad.
Yeah.
Or salad. Or
I do like those, the Ben DiNucci hats.
I've got a friend who's got one for Lubbock that looks really cool.
I've been looking.
The blue and white.
But the problem is, these Ben DiNucci hats, he makes like 10 of them a time.
Yeah.
And they sell out. I don't know. He probably makes 500, but they sell out really fast.
Yeah. I'll see if I can get you hooked up on that. I'll talk to my friend, find out where he got his. Let's see. What do we want to do today first? The two-word Tuesday topic or the food topic of the day? Your call.
Let's start with the two-word topic.
All right. Today, if we give you this, then you give us two words back on it. Think of yourself as a headline writer or just a very succinct commentator. It is quite simply, the topic is Texas Tech sports identity. What is Texas Tech's sports identity? How would you describe that? It is at once a very defined yet nebulous animal. When we start talking about the identity of a non-entity, it's an entity, but a non-person, a non-whatever. What is the identity of Texas Tech? Now, when I started thinking on this last night, Rob, you can go multiple ways on this. We use the term all the time, face of the franchise, right? Or face of the league. Patrick Mahomes has become the face of the league now that Tom Brady is. Oh, we're pretty sure he's retired. I mean, never know with Tom. But, you know, it could be a person. It could be a phrase. It could be characteristics. That's what I like about this one today. And I hope you guys are really, really good and creative with me on this one. So the two-word Tuesday topic, Texas Tech sports identity. How would you describe that using only two words? 806-855-3712. You got to use the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida. He will not return your text message and talk sports, but he complains to whoever our boss is on a given day. 806-855-3712. Now, Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate. Threw this one out last night. I don't think we've ever posed this question quite this way. And in doing this program for years and years and years and years and years and years, it's hard to do that sometimes. Simply put, what's the greatest restaurant in your hometown's history? Forever and ever, amen. The greatest restaurant ever in your town or your hometown, however you want to put that, that, you know, perhaps you could have multiple entries in this. You could have your hometown. You could have wherever you live right now. But it is what you would consider the greatest restaurant all time. Rob, I think you saw some of the mentions on Twitter on this, and it was vast. Vast the amount of restaurants that were getting nominated, not just in Lubbock, but, you know, all around Texas and different places as the greatest restaurant in said hometown history. If we were doing the Hall of Fame of restaurants, this is a first ballot Hall of Fame restaurant.
Yeah, no offense to Lubbock. I feel like I know those pretty well, so I like to know all the rest of them, the other hometowns.
I was enjoying the some of the smaller towns or even some of the bigger towns that were chiming in with what they had. So, again, this one, it's a high-participation kind of show day. But greatest restaurant in your town's history. Now, it still may be going on. It doesn't have to be something that's gone. Now, it might be. It's possible that the restaurant is no more, which would be a shame if it was the greatest restaurant ever and it's not with us anymore. So your hometown's greatest restaurant or your town's greatest restaurant, depending on where you live right now. And then Two Word Tuesday, Texas Tech sports identity. How do you describe that? How do you describe that in two words? And then you can continue and pontificate on whatever else you want to do. 806-855-3712. That's the text line. 806-855-3712. Leading us off today, it's our resident trucker in Raiderland. It's Doughboy from Guns Up Trucking. Said he finally got back into service after loading in Terlingua this morning. Headed to Beeville, Texas in the morning. You ever been to Beeville? Been to beautiful Beeville?
I have not. What's the best restaurant in Beeville?
I have no idea. All I know is my aunt and uncle lived there for slightly less than a year back in the early 80s or so. And all I remember is they couldn't wait to get out of there. No offense to our Beeville denizens.
Right.
And that where they were living, that it was just infested with bats.
Huh.
They had a bat problem there at the place in Beeville. That's all I remember about their time there. They could not get back onto the South Plains quick enough. So here's to Beeville, and hopefully your bats are under control there and you won't have to deal with that, Doughboy. But watch out. Watch out. I've heard it's pretty dangerous. I guess we're obligated to mention it until it is done, whenever it is done this week, the Texas Tech men's basketball coach search. We in agreement, everybody, that we are watching the presumptive next coach tonight, Coach North Texas and Grant McCaslin, that at this point, and maybe they're just doing an amazing job, Rob, of keeping things under wraps. I'm hearing no other names right now other than Grant McCaslin. And that it is completely 100% his job to take, and we believe that he will, and that whenever this North Texas, the legendary North Texas NIT run that they'll talk about for decades there with the Gentle Musers in Denton on the little ticket, whenever that is over, there's your next coach. Which to me is kind of interesting that you are getting a chance as a Tech fan during this tournament to sit there and watch and kind of study up and get a feel for Grant McCaslin basketball, at least as it's structured at North Texas.
Right.
I think it will look a little bit different when it gets to the Big 12, but you're getting a feel for what you're seeing, what you're watching. For the most part, the people I've talked to are pretty cool with it. At least I think they are. And I can't talk to everybody. We do have the show and get a tremendous amount of feedback here and online, but
I think, I think people just want it over, the coaching search.
Yeah. And again,
it's not even been that long.
What are we, people, 3 weeks now?
Right at, yeah.
Yeah. Not quite to the day. It just feels like it's gone on. And I think that's because we limped through the back half of conference play and really, I would say, going back to pre-conference and the Christmas break time, thinking there could very well be a change in basketball leadership at Texas Tech, that it feels like it has gone on, not 3 weeks, but 3 months.
Right.
With this waiting to culminate. So we'll see what they do against Wisconsin tonight. Last I saw, they were still favored. Had them as anywhere from a 1 point to a 1.5 point favorite. I haven't seen anything updated in the last few minutes to change that. So, again, a good test. He's already, we're talking about McCaslin here. Well, he did. His team did. I guess he did. He's already shown that he can go to Stillwater and beat a Big 12 team. Now you get the greatest basketball conference in America, according to Izzo. And if you beat them, then you get either the winner of Utah Valley State. Where have we heard that school before?
He should have stayed, huh?
Yeah, look where he'd be. They might have been in the NCAA tournament. It's Utah Valley State and UAB battling out about 8:30 tonight in the nightcap there, playing at the Orleans in New Orleans, where that is. I asked some of my Vegas people last night, you know, what's the vibe there in New Orleans? What's the vibe there in Vegas about having the NIT there as it moves, you know, away from Madison Square Garden, not being played in New York City, long time struck? And they're like, it's completely covered up by everything else that's going on here. That it's just that you just had the NCAA tournament there at Allegiant last weekend, and now you're playing this event at a casino. And it's not, I mean, it seats like 7,000, I think. It's not like some right. rinky dink deal.
But it's not where the Lady Raiders were last year.
No. But they said this event is totally lost out here in Las Vegas right now. Completely covered up. I get it.
Did you see the, speaking of Madison Square Garden, did you see John Kurtz and his
the light
experience?
Bulbs? The, yeah. Flaming shards of glass raining down just on the K-State section? Yes, I did.
Glass bulbs just bursting and raining. They moved down under the basket because there was so much glass falling on them.
Yeah, that was some scary stuff there on Sunday.
That is crazy.
I'm surprised the NCAA allowed that because it was probably non-approved NCAA glass, and no. They probably... Either that or they charge the Kansas State people extra.
To get the glass.
To move. I'm surprised the NCAA handled it that well. All right, we're doing up our first time out of the day. It's time for you guys to jam up the text line. Let's get it going. 806-855-3712. Two Word Tuesday. Texas Tech's sports identity. How do you describe that using two words? And now, give us the greatest restaurant in your town's history ever. The greatest restaurant ever to exist. Could be current. Could be long gone. You tell us. 806-855-3712. If it's on your mind, we want to hear from you. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:21. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM, ESPN 960 in San Angelo. Hi there in the Concho Valley. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever ate. Topic today: greatest restaurant in your town's history, the best restaurant ever in your hometown or in your town right now. You tell us. 806-855-3712. The one that rises above all others. Two Word Tuesday topic. You give us two words to describe Texas Tech sports identity. Then obviously, we've got Texas Tech men's basketball waiting on a friend, waiting on a coach. Tech baseball in action later on today. We'll talk about Tech baseball with David Collier from KMAC 28 Channel 13, Director of Sports Content, in a bit. You guys jamming up the text line, that's what we like to see. 806-855-3712. Rob, texter on the text line, wants to know, are we settling with McCaslin asking for a demented Tech fan? I don't think you can call it settling when he was obviously one of the early targets in this search from day one. And Rob, I have a feeling he was probably one of the people that was in the mix 2 years ago when Mark Adams was handed the job after Chris Beard left. So from that standpoint, I don't feel like it's a guy that was 20 names down your list. This is a guy who's been on the top of your list, I think, for a while.
I think you might have even had some remorse that you didn't hire him 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I think he was the guy if it wasn't Mark Adams.
Yeah. Because I never got the feeling it was going to be Darvin Ham.
Well, it was the binder. Well, Ham, too.
Yeah.
Ham, McKay. I think those were the three guys that you were down to.
I just never got the feeling it was going to be Darvin for a couple of different reasons. Texter just got back from the post office. Obviously, in San Angelo, we've had three good ones. Zentner's and Henry's and finally the Wharf. Flip a coin. So... three so good you can't decide. Two Word Tuesday, texter, sword swinging. Wait, were we doing a show in 2009, Rob? What year is this? Check the date on the show, will you? Texter, Two Word Tuesday, let's go! Have we decided the number of O's when we do a let's go for Joey McGuire? Is there a set finite? Is it 7? Is it 8?
I think we tried to nail it down early, but I think he's gotten a little...
Is he getting a little loose?
Yeah, he's gotten a little loose.
With the number of O's that he will put in. I guess it depends maybe on how big a let's go
right.
he is talking about. Would it be bad if you like were the recruit he tweeted out about and you only got like 3 O's? 2 or 3 O's. I was like, let's go. We got this guy. Let's go. I'm required to tweet it out, but there we go. Let's go today and let's do that. 806-855-3712 for you guys to get in on the text line. Greatest restaurant in your town's history. The history of ever. The greatest one ever. Texas Tech Sports Identity. Not as easy as it sounds when you try to come up with just 2 words to describe the identity of Texas Tech Sports, particularly when it involves an entire athletic department, when it involves the totality of all that exists. You know? I threw that out. I will sometimes back test these topics on people. And the first one I got was Wreck'em, which to me that's more of a slogan. That's not really an identity. That doesn't describe to me Texas Tech Athletics. When we say identity, obviously identification, that it is a descriptor.
Is there an identity that runs through all of the programs, or are there separate identities in the program?
Well, okay, you're beating me to the... Once again, you get there before I can. Is it problematic if you don't have an easily identified identity?
I think there are a few coaches right now that share core values.
Yeah.
I think it shows up a little differently, but I think right now, football, baseball, and the Lady Raiders are pretty even on what they're trying to do and how they do it. Tedlock, a little more reserved, but I think he's got the track record that makes it feel the same.
You know, he may be a little bit more reserved, but he may have the most hardcore, aggressive personality of all of them, and I mean that. That's a compliment when I say that.
Yeah,
that his intensity.
Yeah, reserve does not mean not intense.
Right. Never mistake Tim Tadlock for being laid back.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
He is. And I'm trying to say this. He ends up coming out not the way I mean it. You know, it's like not that he's hardwired tight to the point that you know he's not human. That's not it. But there is a quiet intensity about him. That once, I sat there and watched him play at Texas Tech. I'm so old, so kind of been around it a little bit. Two Word Tuesday, a texter on the text line, which is where the cool texters are. 806-855-3712. Middle child. We've got a middle child syndrome here at Texas Tech. Who would you be the middle child? Who's the older sibling, then who would the younger sibling be? If you're positing... And this is where I say you give us 2 words to describe it. Then you can go into more detail and more in-depth discussion how you do it. But if Tech has middle child syndrome, that implies that there's an older sibling and a younger sibling. Who would that be? Who would the younger sibling be? What? A&M? TCU? Utah? I don't know. Certainly not Angelo State. They're a part of the family.
Right.
Angelo State is
like
part
a cousin.
Of the family.
Midwestern State cousins.
I keep forgetting to throw them in on there. We got to remind ourselves that they're part of the deal now. You know? Sorry about anybody who's listening out there.
That's why we're getting McCasland. He coached at Midwestern State.
See, it's all...
Texas Tech guy.
It's all tied in. I mean, you had the success with Chris Beard. He coached at a Texas Tech school. It's all making sense, really.
Right. Yeah.
Texter says, I think the greatest restaurant is a fast food restaurant called McDonald's. It has something good for every age. It's everywhere. There is a good Michael Keaton movie about it. And University of Texas showed you can do business at the one in Plainview. Maybe the first time I've seen love for McDonald's like that. This one doesn't even make sense. And texter, while growing up in Pampa, Texas, Harvester Pit Barbecue, serving family style, all you could eat. Quality was better than the quantity. And they had all you can eat. I just like the name. I love when they throw Pit Barbecue in there, right?
Yes.
Like they're going to let you know up front, we're not messing around. We ain't doing this in an oven.
I still haven't been to the one in Slayton. Pit Forks? Is that what it's called?
Maybe. They've got a couple that have...
I have seen two in Slayton, I think, that have kind of get gotten
confused
some love.
On. There's one right off the square, and it is, I guess, barbecue. It's like $18.95 or something like that. We enjoyed it. We made a trip over there, not this past Christmas, but last Christmas, to watch their fun little Christmas festival. Town squares are cool like that. Small town squares are neat. I just like that. The Harvester Pit Barbecue. Can't you smell it? Don't you know it just smells great when you pull up and you get out of your truck there at the old Harvester Pit Barbecue? David Collier is allegedly going to join us during the next segment. We'll talk some Texas Tech baseball as they visit New Mexico today. You guys on the text line, keep going. Keep going. 806-855-3712. Texas Tech Sports ID. How would you describe it in two words? And then the greatest restaurant in your town's history, ever and ever. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. Question of the day, Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate, great show. What's the greatest restaurant in your town's history ever? The greatest restaurant ever in either your hometown or wherever you call home right now. Two Word Tuesday, the topic. Give us two words to describe Texas Tech's sports identity. And then we've got Grant McCaslin and the Fighting Screaming Eagles of North Texas in action tonight. Are you watching Tech's next men's basketball coach? Maybe so. Tech baseball at 2:30 this afternoon in New Mexico. A man who is directing contents of a sports nature all the time now at KMAC 28 and Channel 13 joins us. It's David Collier. Happy Tuesday, Mr. Collier.
How you doing, Ryan? So is that that song back in making fun of my height or
totally totally pre-scheduled? That Paul Simon music was totally pre-scheduled. Okay.
Are you short?
We'll make.
I had noticed.
No, I don't think so.
Oh yeah, okay. Short kings, man.
You look tall on TV.
Yeah, right. Tall on TV.
Yeah.
I think I would rather be short and me than apparently Chevy Chase and tall.
Yeah.
From what I hear.
I mean, my mind wasn't going there, but I mean, if you got something you need to say.
That's what I thought. I mean, no, I always listen to the music and think there's always something behind it whenever you come in and out of stuff.
I think you give me too much credit.
I think Rob thinks like four. Yeah, I think Rob thinks four steps ahead. That's what I'm saying.
It is three-dimensional chess on this show most days. So are we watching Tech men's basketball coach, the next coach, coach tonight against Wisconsin?
I think so. Did something change over the last week and a half?
I mean, this has really been an interesting little stretch, and you can comment to it as well if you want to. How little information has really, to me, leaked out on this, which tells me it was pretty centered early on, that they identified who they wanted early on. And it seems to be Grant McCaslin. I'm not hearing any other. Are you hearing any other names right now? Because I am not.
No, and from my understanding, a lot of, I think the last time I remember any interviews being done, at least the my knowledge was early last week.
Yeah.
Really early last week. So they've finished all that stuff up and kudos to them for doing it this way. I mean, this is a rarity, right?
Yeah.
Where you let the guy finish his job out and be part of his current team and let them do that and don't steal any spotlight from him, even if it is just the NIT. Let them get through their season and then turn the page to the new program. I think it's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, and that goes to Text Credit, too, that they're not in a panic mode, and there's no reason to hurry. There's zero reason to have to hurry on this deal, particularly if it is McCaslin. You know who you got.
Yeah, and everybody that's involved with the program, you would think, knows about it at this point, that you want to stick around, right? So the fact that people haven't flocked to the transfer portal to get out of here, besides the four that have at this point, but I'm talking about the other names that I think a lot of people want to stick around.
Yeah, agreed. So presumably by the end of the week, and maybe even sooner, depending on what happens, we will get to have another head coach press conference hiring pep rally shindig that we seem to do every few years around these parts. So we're visiting with David Collier. He directs sports content at Channel 28, Channel 13, here in the Hubaplex. Also part of the Dinger Derby little podcast there. You and Keith Palmer putting out some great content. And again, I'll ask you this on the Texas series. What do you think we learned the most about this team?
Good or bad?
Either way.
That's a great question, Ryan. I know that's why you asked it. They can hit. It's just they need to do it a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Right? They
a little
can do that.
More consistent situational hitting would be handy.
They're getting better defensively. I think we've learned they don't know who exactly is the go-to guy out of the bullpen, or if they have one of those besides the guy that was suspended.
Right. Which has turned into a 2-week suspension.
Yeah.
By making a 4-gamer.
Those are a handful of things. I gave you 2 or 3 things there. Tracer Lopez looks like he's rounding into form, but we've learned that they're young and
yeah.
They play their first road game, like true road game, like 30 games into the season or
yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, and you mentioned Lopez. He really has, what is he now, like 450 in Big 12 play. So the ramp up in pitching certainly has not bothered him. And that's also, I think, maybe taking some pressure off Burns that he doesn't have to feel like, oh my gosh, I should be going to the prom this week. Instead, I'm going to Dish Falk Field. That maybe that allows him to relax a little bit, and you can get him some action, maybe in some midweeks and different things. Because I still think he can be a good bat and a component on this team. But I think that's the thing that jumps out at me is what you're getting out of Lopez right now. Obviously, you've got others, but that's a big piece to the puzzle right there.
Yeah, I mean he's providing something at the bottom of the lineup, and he's not committing the errors in the field that he certainly was doing early on, again, as a high school kid, essentially, and he's kind of figured it out here in the last couple of weeks, and you can rely on him at shortstop, it seems like, and you've got a little something from the bottom of the lineup with him as well.
I also thought maybe we're seeing the emergence of Drew Woodcox in this lineup. He is slotted in the DH spot today. We'll see what the actual lineup looks like here in a little while, but that another guy, and he's not a young guy, obviously, as a junior, but just giving you just a good feel in this order that he can, hold some things down until maybe you get a few guys back from injury or whatnot. I liked what he did this
weekend.
Get
a clutch, yeah, a couple of clutch hits when really nobody besides Gavin Cash was getting clutch hits there. So, yeah, I mean, he's one of the older guys that, well, he's new again to the program. At least he knows what Tadlock wants, and even though I know it was during the shortened COVID year, but it's not new to him. It's just he's somewhat new to a lot of us still.
Right. Let's go back to the pitching, and I feel like I'm the only guy talking about this, but I was really impressed what Zane Petty did against UTA. I'm looking forward to seeing him start today, the young right-hander. Against New Mexico. New Mexico can hit. They don't have a great record. They don't have a great RPI or anything, but they can hit, and they always hit well at home. Am I crazy in thinking that Zane Petty could end up being a weekend guy if he shows us something again today?
Yeah, if he does something like he did last time, what was it, 5 innings pitched? I mean, if you can do that, there hasn't been a third guy that's really stepped to the plate at this point, right? I mean, Tabor Fast has struggled the last few times he's been in that situation. Kyle Robinson, He looked like a guy that you would probably rely on coming out of the bullpen, and he struggled this past weekend coming out of the pen. Don't know that he's going to be a starter. I think that might be your next option, yeah. And Keith had mentioned this during the Dinger Derby podcast. He always expects some kind of change from Tadlock, you know.
Right.
He's not going to just keep it the same way the entire year, and that might be one of the moves is maybe not this weekend, but going forward is see how he does this weekend and insert him on a Sunday or something like that. I mean, it can't hurt at this point.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, okay, so he went with Gurton last week in Austin. Was that more of a nod to experience and maybe somebody who's just been there and done that as opposed to throwing somebody out who'd never been in that environment? Hey, you get the ball first on a Friday night down here in Austin in front of 7,000 or whatever? Because I still think
you
could see a change on Friday. I'm of the opinion Gurton's better out of the pen.
Yeah, and that might be the case, but I don't know. I mean, at least you know what you're getting out of Gurton. I mean, he's probably going to walk a handful of guys, but he's going to give you, well, I guess he has in a couple of these games, but typically he's going to give you 4 or 5 decent innings to kind of help you stay. I mean, let's be honest, he didn't really get much help at the plate in his outing on Friday, but he's going to walk a lot of guys all the time, it seems like. So that might be a good case, but it also matters. I mean, we don't know if Bo Blessing's ever going to come back.
And I'm operating on the assumption that he won't. I hate to do that. I'm not writing the kid off. Don't get me wrong, people. I just when I get in this situation with a pitcher, I just assume they're done until they're not done.
Yeah, and I think that same way as well. Just the way that Tadlock talked about it when you're talking about changing arm angles and making a guy throw completely different and hoping he can be back in when he's coming up with whatever he is dealing with. I don't know that's not something you can rely on. But, yeah, maybe Gurton is a guy that you can go that route. And if you do that, maybe you do it at home. So they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe you're – but I agree with you. I think there will be changes in the rotation here in the next few weeks on the weekend.
Yeah, I'll be more surprised than not if it doesn't happen that way. Got a couple of minutes left with David Collier from KMAC 28, KLBK Channel 13, director of their content of a sporting nature. I know you don't really have a hometown, but what's the greatest restaurant in your hometown's history? Pick a hometown and then tell us the all-time greatest restaurant in it.
Well, there were like greasy spoon type things that I didn't really care for when I was a little kid in my Tennessee hometown. So I'm just going to go default. And we didn't have a lot of money, Ryan. We ate at the house, and my grandmother basically cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And breakfast was pretty awesome. I could eat it every single meal. So, I mean, she cooked everything.
Yeah.
That was my restaurant. So if I could eat my grandmother's cooking again, I would go with that any day of the week because those breakfasts, I had to get up really early for them. You had your choice of sausage, bacon, biscuits, gravy. I mean,
did she ever do
any type of eggs you want?
Did she ever do tomatoes for you in breakfast at breakfast?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, that's country cooking right there.
Oh yes, without a doubt. If you didn't get one, you could just go get it because it was sitting right there in the kitchen anyway, basically in the sun.
Yeah, I remember my granny growing up always having some tomatoes there at breakfast, and I thought that was the wildest thing. And then I was like, I'm having some, absolutely. Tell them what they can expect to see when they watch the sports content there on KMAC 28 and Channel 13.
Well, obviously, we'll have some baseball highlights. Our buddies out in Albuquerque are returning the favor after we gave them all three of their runs from their visit from a couple of weeks ago. Hopefully it's only 3 runs for them and more than 6 for the Red Raiders early on, because I don't know that they'll stay as long as we do. But nevertheless, we'll have those highlights. Hey, and if you want to go to everythinglubbock.com, I don't know if I can plug that right now, but we just put up a story from our buddy Tobin McDuff, who spent last week at spring training with the Rangers, and it's on some guy named Josh Young.
Absolutely. So promote everything. Out. Everythinglubbock.com. Everybody go there right now and crash the website. See if they can handle the audience.
Please do.
Please do. Follow him on Twitter, at Collier on TV. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your two-word Tuesday.
What's next? That's what I'm going with.
What's next? Text identity. What's next? Good job. All right, 806-855-3712. Do up our final timeout of the hour. We got you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Greatest restaurant in your town's history ever. What is it? What is that restaurant? Wherever your hometown is and wherever you call home right now, you can give us two. 806-855-3712. Tech Baseball on your mind, we can do that. And then Two Word Tuesday, give us two words to describe Texas Tech's sports identity. 806-855-3712. We'll come back and we'll finish up our number one of two strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Action update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The NCAA Final Four is set. It'll be FAU battling San Diego State on April the 1st. San Diego State opens as a point-and-a-half favorite. FAU plus 105 on the money line. The over-under is 131.5. UConn, a 5.5-point favorite against Miami. The Hurricanes at plus 195 on the money line. The over-under is 149. Connecticut, the favorite to win the title at minus 120. San Diego State plus 400. Miami plus 500. Florida Atlantic, a plus 625 long shot. This year's title game, Monday, April 3rd. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
You think Collier's going to read something into this bump music? What do you think he's going to complain about on this one? Any idea?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like he's old?
Yeah, I was about to say.
You're trying to say I'm old? Old Steely Dan? It's Ryan Hyatt. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We got you till 1 o'clock. Arctic Air Studios, Two Word Tuesday. Give us two words to describe Texas Tech's sports identity. Also, greatest restaurant in your town's history ever and ever and ever. What is the greatest restaurant in the history of your town? 806-855-3712. We got baseball to talk about. We got Tech men's basketball coach search. Whatever else is on your mind. 806-855-3712 to text in. One texter going on Two Word Tuesday. Upper middle class. Can we? Upper middle class. That's certainly not a pejorative at all. An interesting descriptor. I can get behind that a little bit, I think. Another texter wants to know, Rob, is there any way to answer this question? Will Grant McCaslin's wife let him take the Tech job with her building a new house? I didn't even know she was a carpenter. That is fascinating. She must be a very talented woman.
I think they'll be able to build a new house in Lubbock with the salary he gets.
He will give her several million reasons why they will leave North Texas. Texter, the old man says Lubbock's greatest restaurant was the 50-yard line. Cheese rolls, blueberry muffins, and awesome steaks. And you had all the cool Tech pictures and different things and memorabilia hanging up on the walls there. This is almost blasphemy, Rob, but back in the day, the high school coaches, the luncheon was at the 50-yard line. So by the time the football season kind of came to an end, I hate to say it, I was a little burned out on the 50-yard line that every week, you know, you're sitting there. But I'll tell you one thing that was highly underrated, their salad game. Just a little dinner salad, you know, not like a chef's salad or anything, you know, a big old wedge or something. Just your good old garden variety dinner salad that they never cheated you on the shredded cheese. That is a glorious thing about those salads. I hate when they bring out the salad and there's just like somebody got just like a couple of little things of cheese and, you know, there you go. I'm like, uh-uh.
Or they would pile it up there.
Yeah, they would. I mean, it's coming over the top of the bowl type stuff.
They knew their audience.
Endless Ranch. Yes, they did. They knew who they were serving. They're always so nice. But yeah, I know it's blasphemy, but by about week eight of the high school season, I'm like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. But it was always good. Robert says it's not my hometown, but where I was born in El Paso, Texas, it would be Chico's Tacos. The greatest restaurant ever in the history of El Paso. If we have anybody who can confirm that, I would love to hear more about Chico's Tacos. What do we serve? Tacos. Who's making them? Chico. I'm trying to picture the building in my mind. I kind of have an image.
Yeah.
Almost leaping out of the Traces of Texas, you know, Twitter account. Speaking of one, that one's really blown up. Two Word Tuesday says a texter, weather beaten, which is also a line from The Autumn Wind, NFL films music. Weather beaten. Is Tech's identity really weather beaten? I need more information on that. I need more. And I love it when you guys, we love it when you contribute, but I say Two Word Tuesday, that's the jumping off point. Then you can kind of extrapolate out why you would use those two words. Give us a little bit more in-depth analysis. I don't feel like Tech's weather beaten. I feel like Tech's pretty shiny right now.
I like to call yours.
Yeah.
What's next?
What's next?
That's what I was getting at with Tadlock and Gerlich and McGuire. I feel like they all buy into that pretty well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other sports too. I'm not trying to leave out anybody, but just when you think about Texas Tech athletics, you're thinking of the major sports first.
Bright future would come to mind. And in all honesty, over the last 25, 35 years, there's no other time where Texas Tech fans in the totality of an athletic department should be more optimistic about what's going on. You got optimism in football. You got new coach optimism. You've got Lady Raiders back in the postseason. Golf ranked third in the country. Track coming off a Big 12 indoor championship. They're going to be one of the best teams in the country in outdoor. Tennis, always solid. Soccer, good. I mean, you're checking all the boxes right now that Texter says weather beaten. I look at it and I go, this is probably the best footing this department has been on as a whole in three decades or more. Because, again, you're getting a new coach in basketball, but it's not because the program is in shambles. Your previous coach was in shambles. The program was not in shambles. That's totally different. I mean, tell me a time when it's been better.
I wonder what the answers would have been in December.
Vastly different. That would be my two-word response to your question there. Vastly different. 806-855-3712. Jam up the text line. You guys know what we're doing today. Two-word Tuesday. Tech sports identity. Describe it in two words. Coach search. You get to watch your coach probably tonight at about 6 o'clock. Coach against Wisconsin for North Texas. NCAA tournament still on anybody's mind? Have y'all checked out? Did we get to the Final Four checkout phase for everybody? You ain't got no teams left in your bracket. You don't really care about any of these teams. Has your level of interest gone from, I'm skipping work to, nah, I don't think I'm even going to bother to watch? You can talk about that in the next hour if you want to. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Okay, so if I go to a restaurant and I order eggs and bacon, I'm going over easy. But if I'm at the house, I'm making scrambled eggs. And then, you know, Jen makes egg sandwiches quite a bit, so that's scrambled eggs. So I'd say both of those two types. I know there's multiple other kinds. Sunny side up, right? Over medium. What else? Poached? Yeah, I'm not into that, but some are. What do you like, Don? Yeah, we're see eye to eye with you, Don.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. Congrats to us. We've done it again. We've turned morning into afternoon with you fine folks here in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. Rob, I'm still amazed that the streak continues, quite frankly. I mean, even Cal Ripken Jr. one day sat down, you know. It's just, it's improbable. It really is. 806-855-3712 for you to text in today. Two-word Tuesday, the topic, Texas Tech sports identity. What is that in two words? And then you can explain a little bit more if you give us the headline. The headline, then write the story. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate. Fantastic show. Greatest restaurant in your town's history ever. Give me your hometown or your current town or both, and give us what you consider to be the greatest restaurant that has ever graced said city. Perhaps it is still going. Maybe it's long gone. You tell us, 806-855-3712. Tech baseball in action today against New Mexico at 2:30. Men's basketball coach search. You're probably watching your next coach tonight, coach for North Texas against Wisconsin. And then NCAA tournament obviously gets going back on Friday. And this is the week where typically, unless, say, Texas Tech is in the finals, Final Four, which has happened, that all of a sudden I find myself shifting. I woke up on Monday, Rob, and it was like, hey, baseball's about to start. We can talk about baseball. Hey, the Masters is next week. I need to start looking at some of my Masters futures. Then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, I'll get back to the Final Four. Everybody wants the upsets until the upsets show up, and then everybody, oh, nobody's going to watch these games now. Nobody's going to want to watch. Brand name X not in there. But that's almost typical, I think, of every year, that it's not fatigue. Does the tournament take too long? No. It's not that it takes too long.
No, I just, you know, people will say it's not exciting because the team that's FAU and all that. If your team's not in, I just don't care. Like, if my team is not playing, I don't really care about the tournament. I mean, I do. I'll watch it. It's exciting. It's high level. I will probably tune in to sections of the games this weekend, but. Yeah. I think we just get so excited for the first weekend.
Yeah. You can't sustain that intensity level of fanmanship.
Right.
It's like I said, it'll be there Friday. I'll pay attention. I'll watch.
How about this?
Saturday, I mean.
I'm the same amount of excited for two games as I am for, you know, 30 games. It's just that's two games times 15.
Right.
So there's just less game. You're the same excited. There's just less games, so it's it's less intense.
Just an interesting feel. Every year once I get past the Elite Eight, you know, in that round, I'm just like, okay, it's almost time to move forward now. And again, particularly when your team or a team that you really have some sort of affinity for, I don't know, maybe some of you fans out there have adopted a team. Maybe you've adopted Miami or FAU or I don't know.
You also get into
future Big 12 team San Diego State.
Conference baseball.
Right.
So I'm moving on to baseball season.
I'm TCU.
Yeah.
Was Texas last weekend.
Right.
Texters are on the text line, 806-855-3712. Doughboy has this. Interesting here. Had this discussion with my wife the other day about your hometown. Is your hometown where you were born or where you grew up? I say where you were born is your hometown. What say you? Or is it where you graduated high school? That's a very good question. I lean towards your hometown being where you spent most of your formative years. And I don't know how long we want to call that. 5 years, 10 years, whatever.
You know, what are formative years?
I was born in Amarillo, but I do not consider Amarillo my hometown, even though I lived in the Panhandle till I was 10 years old, moved to Lubbock when I was 10. I consider Lubbock my hometown. Graduated from Coronado, went to Texas. I consider Lubbock my hometown. So, well, it's a great question. I don't know. You guys have to answer it your own way. You know, Greg Maddux, legendary Braves pitcher, was born in San Angelo. That's not his hometown. It's not where he grew. They moved like 30 minutes after he was born, I think. They might have just been passing through in a Volkswagen. Honey, I think you're going to have to give birth in San Angelo. Our San Angelo people know this. I don't know. It's one of those deals, you know it when you know it. Like whatever you would consider your hometown, that's your hometown. So now, tell us the greatest restaurant of all time in your town's history. Your hometown, loving the small town ones as well. All right, the texter who gave us Two-Word Tuesday and said weather-beaten says weather-beaten, tested, hardened, experienced, and ready for anything. Okay, now that makes sense, that it's not a damaged product, that it's not a, you know, because I kind of think weather-beaten and I think, you know, beat up. not so shiny. I get the West Texas tough attitude there that Texter is going with. 806-855-3712. Greatest restaurant in your town's history ever? That's the question today. Wherever you grew up, wherever you call home now, 2 or Tuesday, Texas Tech's sports identity. How would you describe that identity using just two words? And then baseball at New Mexico today. One texter says, I can't believe baseball isn't on ESPN Plus. Did we join the Pac-12 in the home shopping network?
No, you're just on the road.
You're just on the road. You're at the mercy of...
You can't take your equipment down to Albuquerque.
You're just at the mercy of playing there, just like you weren't on ESPN Plus when you played down in Houston at Minute Maid.
I want to say the Mountain West Network's easy to stream. As far as other networks go, I think you were on Grand Canyon last year.
I remember that now that you mentioned
now,
that.
The Grand Canyon setup is bad, so the New Mexico setup might be bad, but it's easy to find at least, in my opinion.
Right.
From what I remember.
Let's see, TV, it is the Mountain West Network. So, if you've got DirecTV, I think
you just pull it up, though, on a stream.
Yeah.
I know
maybe
people
it
don't
is
like to do that.
Online stream. It's listed on, I was going back to look on the tech press release to see how they phrased it, and it's listed under TV as Mountain West Network with the legendary Robert Portnoy doing play-by-play.
Oh. The legendary
Robert Portnoy doing play-by-play on that one. I think I've got the Mountain West Network maybe on DirecTV, but I could be wrong. I don't know. But, again, just go to the website.
So you don't have local news, but you have the Mountain West
Network? Yeah. Don't get – I can't watch Brian Mudd, but I can watch the Mountain West. It all makes sense, doesn't it? So because I vaguely remember last year – being able to watch the stream when they were at New Mexico for one of those games, it wasn't a problem. Yeah, the ESPN Plus deal only works when you're either in the Big 12 or you're playing at home. That's how that game is played. That's why it wasn't on ESPN Plus. It was on the Longhorn Network last week or this past weekend with Texas.
Yeah. By the way, New Mexico 14-8.
Right.
I think they've lost quite a bit since you played them. No, they have a decent record there. In their conference.
Yeah, since you saw them, they went and they took 2 of 3 from Air Force. Then they got, then they lost 3 straight to Grand Canyon, at Grand Canyon, at Fresno State, and then at Fresno State before getting the final game of that series. So they go 1-2 against Fresno State. They lost to New Mexico State, 2-0 on their home field, and then they've had back-to-back wins against Nevada in conference play, 9-5, 12-1, and then the last game was weathered out, I am assuming. Well, you look at their RPI, they're 185, D1Baseball.com, strength of schedule 264, and the non-conference 297.
Right around Kansas?
Baylor.
Kansas and Baylor are right beside each other.
Yeah, I think they're right next to Baylor on the RPI.
So there you go.
Which is not good for the Big 12, my friends.
No,
that is not good.
But you still have Stanford, Grand Canyon.
Yep.
You still have a pretty good schedule. Now, North Dakota State's your worst team remaining, or Sam Houston State.
Yeah, probably Sam right now.
But you still have some pretty good RPI marks outside of conference, and obviously TCU, and you really need Oklahoma to have a pretty good weekend before you play them.
Yeah, and thank goodness you got Stanford on the schedule, because it's also a road game, so that'll help you on that aspect. But you're kind of subbing in Stanford for what you normally would have in a Big 12 series, RPI-wise, which I know we're a ways out from May, but all this stuff matters and adds up. And that's going to hurt some Big 12 teams seeding-wise this year, that the conference, the bottom end of the conference looks like it's going to be really down. It's not going to help you out. These midweek games become even more important because of that if you're trying to become a regional host, let alone a top eight national seed. But you could definitely have a year where this is a four-bid league into the NCAA tournament. Somebody will get to host. The league champion will host. But it may be tough this year, Rob, to get a top eight national seed out of the Big 12. The numbers just might not add up unless somebody, starting literally this week, just blew the doors off everybody and put a gap and lapped the field and hung a number that the committee would go, okay, Big 12 champ, they did X, X, Y, you know, and all this stuff, and okay, you can get a top eight seed. But it's, I don't think it's too early to look at some of those things and say, and I'm not saying it's impossible, but the numbers now are becoming a little problematic in this league. Texters on the text line, 806-855-3712. Greatest restaurant in your town's history ever. Your hometown, your current town, wherever you want to call it. And two-word Tuesday, Tech Sports ID. How did you describe Tech Sports identity using two words? Texter says it's Paul Longo's Pizzeria and Bakery in Madera, California. Best pizza in the world. Congrats, guys. Made by real Italians. Went there every day in high school from 78 to 81. Graduated and moved to Brady, Texas. Laugh out loud, go Tech. I wonder if Paul Longo's is still there. That sounds like our kind of place. Sounds like the Madera, California version of One Guy from Italy, just a little bit on that. All right, so find out now, Paul Longo's, if we can go there in Madera, California. Got to take the time out as we're working our way through hour number two. Give you a chance to jump on the text line, 806-855-3712. That's 806-855-3712. Let's see how many towns we can get on the map with the greatest all-time restaurant in said town. So many different places we can get. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports. We got you till 1 o'clock in San Angelo on ESPN 960. We've had some San Angelo submissions today on greatest restaurant in your town's history. What do you consider the greatest restaurant in the history of your town? Could be Lubbock. Could be San Angelo. Could be Robert Lee. Could be Lewakey. I don't know. You tell us. Could be Austin. Could be Dallas. Amarillo. Canyon. I'm just going to read off towns until I get bored here. So that's it. The greatest restaurant in your town's history ever and ever and ever. What do you got for us today on that? 806-855-3712 to text in there. Two-word Tuesday. We give you a topic every Tuesday. What do? You give us two words to describe it. Then you can, this is one that I think needs a little more explanation other than just the two words today. It is Texas Tech Sports Identity. How do you describe that using two words? Tech baseball, we got that coming up. We can discuss that. You got thoughts there on the McCasland is your next coach? Probably, maybe we think so. You know, watch him tonight. How many people have watched North Texas in this NIT run? It's kind of scouting. Kind of going, I like this. This looks good. Oh, my gosh, I remember that defense. I've had a lot of people say that to me. They're like, I miss that defense. That defense is beautiful. And then just general NCAA tournament thoughts, if you want to. It's okay. Texter, okay, Robert is confirming. It is channel 608 on DirecTV. 608, if you were scoring at home or even if you're by yourself. Here you go. Greatest restaurant in your town's history ever. Wiggins Cafeteria. The scenery was amazing. The Wiggins Cafeteria over there at Chitwood, Weymouth, and Coleman Hall. Quick story on that. So one of my friends down the hall at Coleman Hall, ironically enough, like the first week of school, whatever, he was country. My man Briston was country. You know?
Yep.
Smart as a whip. Made himself a lawyer. But he was country. And he rolls out one morning to go, because the Coleman Hall was not adjacent to the dining complex over there. He had to go downstairs and walk over there. So we're in line, and he comes walking in, and he got on a white T-shirt and boxer shorts.
Forget pants?
No pants. Boxer shorts. And it's his first time down to the cafeteria since school started. He didn't know it was co-ed. He starts looking around. I'll be back in a minute. But what we're like, whether it was co-ed or not.
Yeah.
what about rolling out in your boxers, you know, to breakfast with us? Did you think was moderately socially acceptable? He's hungry. It's time for breakfast. Dude's a lawyer now. Oh, the look on his face when he kind of figured out.
Yeah.
There are girls here.
His mama wouldn't like that a bit.
No, she wouldn't. Bless her heart. Texter says, the best restaurant in my hometown, San Angelo, for breakfast, it's Roxy's Diner. That just sounds good. I wonder if there's an actual, there probably was an actual Roxy at some point. I wonder if she's still around. Armentas Mexican Restaurant, brisket tacos on Thursdays. They sell out by 11:45. And then this texter saying the greatest restaurant ever for dinner, Western Sky Steakhouse. It's a good one. Not familiar on this one, so we're going to have to trust the texter, Rob. You ever been to a Scranton, North Dakota? Green No. Lantern Cafe. If we're ever in Scranton, the Green Lantern Cafe, where the after-hours crowd could call in to work in person with the early morning go-to-work crowd. Interesting mix there. In Temple, Texas, a texter says the greatest restaurant of all time, Blue Bonnet Cafe. There probably aren't enough places right now using the moniker cafe and or diner, right? That everything's kind of getting a little cutesy. Everything's getting a little, you know, whatever. That, hey, just throw me out. You know, be who you're going to be. Be a cafe, be a diner. To be a cafe and a diner, do you have to have a lunch counter? I say truly, yes. I think you need to have a lunch counter if you're gonna position yourself as a cafe or a diner. You need that lunch counter availability. That's one of the things I do miss about traveling and being on the road as much as I did. One of the few things is just finding little places like that where you just walk out your hotel, you know, and go, I'm going in the first thing that looks interesting. And sometimes I immediately walked out because it was a little too interesting.
Right.
I was more than I was looking for at that moment.
We were on a road trip one time, and we stopped at a restaurant. It was like a fish and chips place.
Right.
Like a fried fish kind of place. We Googled it. Like, oh, that looks good. And then we get there, and it's just a house. It looks like it's like in a residential neighborhood. It just looks like a house.
Yeah.
We're like, this can't be right. But there's a sign, so we walk in, and we walk in on the bar side, and it is one of those classic record scratch, everyone looks at you, who are you?
The sound stops.
The lights are off, it's dingy, and they're like, you looking for the restaurant? Yeah.
I think so.
There it gets through there. Like, all right, man.
Thank you, sir. Nice dog collar.
It was weird. And then the restaurant, like, bright and happy, and it was an odd place. I don't remember where it was. Or
wherever you were, you weren't supposed to be there.
I guess maybe we were driving to Marble Falls.
Huh.
So somewhere in between here and Marble Falls is a strange house restaurant with a dark bar.
Anyone else has ever been there, feel free to share the story.
It was like a cartoon shrimp logo.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, so weird.
I have to be delicate when I tell the story. One time on the road, me and a buddy, we were just out looking for a place, and it was a really bright, sunny day. And we see, you know, dollar beers, and we walk in. You know how it takes a while. It's dark inside, like that place you're at, and it takes a while for your eyes to adjust and everything. And maybe there's not a whole lot of people in there. And so we sit down at the bar, and you're kind of – your eyes are adjusting still, and you're making out stuff, and you realize, huh, this is a different kind of bar, isn't it? But for dollar beers, hey,
yeah,
you know, we're good for one or two. It was like dead in the middle of the afternoon, and you know, I was like, we probably need to get out of here. And we're like, dollar beer. I'm gonna enjoy a dollar beer.
There was a large contingent of Red Raiders in Minnesota when they went to the Final Four that stumbled into one of those and had a lot of fun.
Right.
Yelling Raider power with the
Patrons.
The patrons.
The patrons of the said establishment. Yeah, we were good for $2 beers, and then it was like, all right, we're getting a little too popular here. We better take it on down the road. Trying to remember. I think that was in Louisville, maybe. I don't know. Texter says in Bridgeport, it is a tie between Sonic, Dairy Queen, and Pizza Hut. I wonder if Pizza Hut still does the little March Madness basketballs. Do you remember those?
No.
No? Yeah, you should get these mini basketballs.
Yeah, I don't remember those.
806-855-3712 to text in. Two Word Tuesday, Texas Tech Sports ID. How would you describe Texas Tech's identity using just two words? You want to talk baseball? We will. Coach search? We can. We don't have to. Final Four? We could. Really, we could just talk about the greatest restaurants in your town's history and who that is and which one it is and why. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Point nine.
It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Rob Bro Show comes your way from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports, ESPN 960 in San Angelo. Don't forget to check out our website, theraiderland.com. My cat wrote a column last night. Pretty good stuff. Better than my stuff, I think, right now. He's getting a huge following, Scout the Cat Dog. That's theraiderland.com. We'll be back with you tonight around 6:30-ish, Twitter Live, at Ryan Hyatt Media for the daily broadcast, which will also be a Diamond Talk recap as we look at Tech Baseball at New Mexico this afternoon, 2:30. He's Rob Bro, of course. At Rob Bro Show on Twitter is where you will find him. 1:30 of the Gambling Gauchos. Two Word Tuesday, we give you the topic. You give us two words to describe Texas Tech's sports identity, the totality of Texas Tech Athletics. How would you describe that using just two words? And then you can expand upon that. And then we're finding out the greatest restaurant in your town's history, the greatest restaurant ever in your hometown and wherever you call home now, wherever you're living. Heck, just a town you drove through. We'll throw caution to the wind here in the final 20 minutes or so of the program today. I feel like we're up to it today. Why not? Anything else? Tech men's basketball coach search, you name it, whatever you want to do. It's cool with us. 806-855-3712. Texter says, hometown would be where you grew up. Birthplace would be where you came out from your mama. I'm curious if, and I may have missed it, but what would y'all's two words be? I threw one out earlier that I said, I think bright future sums up how I would look if I were evaluating Texas Tech as a stock that you might be buying. You would look at the underlying value of it. You would look at where it's trending. You would look at an entire athletic department that is, for the most part, doing pretty darn well. And again, you're hiring a basketball coach not because the program was bad, but you had to go get you a new coach. The underpinnings are strong, good valuations, nice P.E. ratio, moving forward. I like bright future for mine. 806-855-3712. Texter, greatest restaurant ever in San Angelo, Charcoal House. Great steak fingers and burgers. Best barbecue sauce in town. Sadly, no longer in business. They also are weighing in on the lunch, cafe, or diner. In order to be a lunch, cafe, or a diner, you should absolutely have a lunch counter. Be selling homemade pies and cakes out of the glass door fridge behind the counter. And have cards on the wall that say, we support such and such NHS cheerleaders, FFA, from such and such school. Agreed. The lunch counter is mandatory. And then always like it, the small town support. You know, you're in Hornet country. Something like that. Seymour has weighed in today. The Dairy Mart Drive-In, best chili cheeseburger you'll ever put your lips on. And now it's no longer there. What's happening to... Oh, no. Why did you guys kill off the Dairy Mart in Seymour? That's as bad as the Dixie Dog in Wolfworth going away. Man. I hate it when the greatest restaurant is gone.
That's tough.
You know?
No, that's what Angelo people always talking about, Zentner's daughter.
Yeah, gone.
I'll never get to try it.
Hey, but in Seymour, you still got Rock Inn Cafe, which is rock solid, no pun intended.
There's also some places where the restaurant's still there, but it's new owners.
Right, that it's no longer the same.
Yeah, so you can. They're always like, yeah, you can go, but man, used to be way better.
There's some place in Waco like that. I can't remember. I'm going to get this wrong. You know, they have a traffic circle in Waco still, and I want. It was like the either the Elite Cafe or the Circle Cafe. Heck, for all I know, Chip and Joanna Gaines bought it and whatever, but that by the time I finally ate at it, everybody was saying, oh, you should have been here 10 years ago. Oh, you should have been here 20 years ago. Yeah, you really missed out. Well, sorry. Someone should have told me. Papa Rolla's Pizza, by the way, in Waco. Might be the greatest restaurant in Waco ever. If you know, you know. Two Word Tuesday says the texter, no cigar. I need more information. What do you think that means, Rob? No cigar.
I think that is a jab at typical tech, where Texas Tech Athletics is close, but no cigar. But
maybe
they can only use two words.
Maybe so. I just, like I said, I need more. This is a Two Word Tuesday where you give us the two words, but then you got to explain it. Typically, you got to explain it. Texter was born in Los Angeles Hospital, lived in L.A. County, which was made up of a bunch of little towns and communities, one of which was Downey, California, where we attended church. Downey is the home to Karen Carpenter, Golf and Stuff, and a small burger joint called McDonald's. And sorry, I just fact-checked myself. Downey is the oldest existing McDonald's, but not the original location. There you go. So the oldest existing McDonald's. Really never expected McDonald's to come up today on the topic.
That's two or three now.
Two or three times. McDonald's,
of course,
has been mentioned.
If it's the, maybe not original, but oldest, I mean, that's a little different.
That, yeah, and if it still looks that way, if it's, you know, got the old style 50s kind of look to it there, or early 60s look, out, however old it is, that would make you the oldest McDonald's in history.
And, I mean, I don't want to discount some small towns, like, only have a Sonic or McDonald's.
That may be it. Yeah, we're not making fun.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, no. Not making fun of it. I mean, there are towns that Bean Day at the Dairy Queen in Olton will not be missed.
Right.
You
well,
just don't
greatest,
miss it.
That's not the best restaurant in Olton. But
no, not now.
Right.
Not now.
It's obviously another one.
Yeah. All right, in post, washed up guy says, Levi's Restaurant, long gone, but not forgotten by those of us that happen to be washed up guys. Levi's Restaurant Post, never heard of it. It must be like really long gone. Because what is it you got like in Post? You got the Holly's Burger Place down there that everybody raves about.
Yeah,
no
Holly's Drive-In.
Holly's Drive-In.
George's.
Yeah. I'm surprised nobody from Andrew. We got nobody from Andrew's listening to talk about Buddy's Steak Fingers.
Yeah. When our burger guy said an El Paso restaurant.
Yeah, didn't go with the Sutphin's or anything. And Pampa went with the Harvester Pit Barbecue, which I'm sure there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, Coney Island Cafe up there where they do the chili dogs. Oh, legit. 100%. That's one of the things I do miss about calling high school sports is that, you know, if you had the ability, you could leave early enough in the day
right.
to hit. You know, like if you were going to Borger, you'd want to get Sutphin's Barbecue back in the day. That if you were going to certain places that you knew, hey, we need to leave an hour and a half early today, boys. We're going to go here. And if we make it to the game, that'll be great. If we don't, you know, hey, we've got to eat this barbecue. Call up Woody Van Dyke and say, sorry, Woody, I don't know what happened. We had a flat tire. We couldn't get there on time. 806-855-3712. Hat Tip Cooking Channel. Every Tuesday we talk about food. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever ate, great show. Today, it's the greatest restaurant in your town's history. The greatest restaurant that has ever existed in your town. Maybe it's still going. Maybe it's not. But that's the question today. Also, Two Word Tuesday. Give us two words to describe Texas Tech sports identity. 806-855-3712. Texter says, wife from Decatur, Illinois. Best restaurant there. Crekel's Burgers and Custard. Burgers similar to In-N-Out or Freddy's, but taste way better. Strawberry lemon swirl ice cream for dessert. Sounds good.
That does sound good.
That sounds Crekles. The family, you know the Crekles, the Decatur Crekles.
Yeah.
The Illinois Decatur Crekles, not the Decatur, Texas Crekles. Totally different, all unrelated. It's weird how that worked out.
Well, and you'd be amazed how many Crekles you know, and then none of them are related. I don't understand it.
No, I mean, there was a huge sign in Decatur, Texas that said, "All Crekles stop here." Those that could read did, and those that couldn't ended up in Decatur, Illinois.
Did you hear about the Potter County Memorial Stadium? There in Amarillo?
Yeah, the old baseball field there next to Dick Bivens.
They're going to demolish it, turn it into a parking lot.
Man, it's kind of sad. A lot of memories there. I was part of the largest crowd ever to watch a Amarillo Gold Sox game, July 4th, 1976.
74-year-old Potter County Memorial Stadium.
Had some names go through there. You had some players go through there over the years. Longtime AA affiliate. The Giants, the Padres. I'm going to forget a couple in there. If our friend Cosmic Mike is listening, you can text in Cosmic. And,
or Lance Leinart.
Lance Leinart, unofficial historian. And when they lost AA baseball, you know where they went from Amarillo, that franchise? You know where they went? They went to Beaumont and became the Golden Gators. Instead of the Gold Sox.
Gold Sox.
Shush.
I always want to say Golden Poodles, just because
the Golden Poodles.
One of my buddies pitched, always brought up the Gold Sox. I don't think he pitched there, but
yeah,
always make fun of him for it. The Gold Poodles.
Yeah, I got to hang out there quite a bit one summer. My dad was coaching the American Legion team out of Canyon back. They had American Legion ball up there. It was never a thing down there. It's really weird. Amarillo's. We're separated by about 100 miles and 100 miles of thinking and different influences and everything else. But so they play their summer league games out there at Potter County. And great name, by the way, for the team name was Styx, like the band.
Nice.
Styx with the logo, not lost on a young man like myself. But I had just free run of the place, you know?
Right.
Is there anything cooler than being a little kid and you get to run around a professional baseball stadium?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Texter says, the original McDonald's is in downtown Chicago. Been there. Everything original. The McDonald brothers there. That's a good, Foods That Built America, series.
Wait, now, hold on.
Yeah.
How do we have the original McDonald's still standing in Chicago?
And the oldest?
But the oldest in Downing, California.
Well, we got problems here, don't we?
I thought McDonald's started in... Oh, maybe that's the McDonald's brothers.
Yeah, the
restaurant,
McDonald's
and then
brothers.
The first McDonald's is in Downing.
Maybe. Because
I thought McDonald's started in California.
I believe so. And then Ray Kroc bought them out and turned it into the big franchise that ended up being. Texter says Elite Cafe. Yes, Chip and Joanna bought it, and it's now named Magnolia. They changed the name. That's kind of blasphemous. Not everything has to be Magnolia in Waco, right?
I do respect the brand, though.
Oh, I do. I love them both. I'd hang out with Chip, you know, and, you know, Joanna can cook a fine meal anytime she wants to. But, I mean, everything's got to be Magnolia? I don't know. Sort of like Pawhuska, Oklahoma. Now everything's Prairie Woman or Pioneer Woman or whatever it is. Prairie Dog Woman. Thank you, Reed Drummond. True story. Last night, I had a dream that Reed Drummond, the Pioneer Woman, bought me and my wife a new air fryer.
Was it the Pioneer Woman air fryer?
Probably.
Was it turquoise or some strange color?
No, it's just she got us a new air fryer.
Oh, nice. She's a nice lady.
She's the kind of person who would do that, I'm pretty much. 806-855-3712. We got to take the final time out of the day. We're going to finish up strong together. I'll get you guys on the text line, 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. Talk 103.9 FM, then it's the Rob Bro Show. Take you till 2 o'clock. You listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960. Greatest restaurant in your town's history of ever and ever and ever. That's our Hat Tip Cooking Channel, Best Thing I Ever Ate topic today. And Two Word Tuesday, Tech Sports Identity. Give us two words to describe the identity of Texas Tech Sports. baseball, basketball, whatever else is on your mind in the moments we have together. Let's visit on the text line 806-855-3712, and you can keep right on texting into the Rob Rose Show. Our San Angelo folks are weighing in pretty good, Rob. Another one on the charcoal house. Gone now, at the time, best steak fingers ever. The steak finger is an interesting little animal. That is one that high ceiling, low floor, that I've had some chewy, rubbery, poorly breaded, just, you know, bad. And then you have some that you would swear as good as any ribeye you have ever tasted, as good as any sirloin you've ever had. Texter gets a vote in for the old gridiron on 50th and Quaker in Lubbock. Yeah, the gridiron was legendary back in the 70s into the early 80s. Texter, do you think Tech's identity is above, below, or just average compared to the rest of the Big 12 or even compared to the rest of the NCAA? It's hard for me to answer this question because the way it's worded, Rob, I'm not sure. I don't know if we're talking apples to apples, oranges to oranges, when they're asking me Tech's identity above or below average. I don't know how to answer that question. Sorry. I'll dump that off onto the Rob Bro Show. A Plainsman in Dallas has checked in. Lester's Hickory Inn, Monterey Shopping Center. Steaks displayed on ice next to grill, center of the restaurant. Watch them pick your steak and grill it. Now, that may be all well and good, but hey, pro tip. Your steak should be room temperature when you put it on the grill. You guys who have been taking your steaks out of the fridge or the freezer, and I'm sure maybe they were just putting it on ice for just health department reasons or something, you know. But hey, yeah, really, every time you grill a steak, the meat should be room temperature when you put it on the grill. I thought we all knew this. We all know this, right? Everybody knows this.
Yes, I think we do.
Okay.
Hey, do you remember last week we were talking about the guy who was mad that ESPN was woke because they were writing about the women's basketball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, who totally didn't get why ESPN was promoting their product.
Have you seen the numbers because ESPN has promoted their product, what it's up this year from last year?
I heard it 1.26% year over year.
The Sweet 16 is up 73%. Over last year.
Good.
It's amazing what a little marketing will do, huh?
No kidding. And that was one of the problems I had when it went to ESPN, because ESPN acquired the rights from CBS. And prior to that, your first and second rounds were done pretty much locally.
Right.
I mean, literally like Channel 13 and John Harris would be broadcasting the Lady Raiders versus, you know, whatever. And it was working. It was working good. ESPN gets it, and then it became the Pat Summitt Geno Auriemma show.
Yep.
And then they begrudgingly let Muvick McGraw at Notre Dame in, and then finally Gail Gaston, of course, was allowed to play a bit role in the 2000s at Duke. But it was very provincial, and they shelved the sport for the most part during the year, and they still do for the most part.
Yep.
But they acquired the rights to it and then suffocated it. But it was a huge debate within the halls of women's sports, women's basketball, that got to be on ESPN. We got to be on ESPN. We're on ESPN. That means we're right there. We're even with the men. We're and then ESPN did nothing to grow the sport. They grew UConn.
Exactly.
They grew Tennessee.
Right.
But they suffocated the sport across the country. So it's about damn time.
Yeah. And a lot of that's they Caitlin did Clark. Something. Caitlin Clark and right. The South Carolina team.
Yeah, that Don Staley now has become the coach du jour. And then whatever Kim Mulkey was wearing the other day.
That was awesome.
I don't know. I mean, if
awesome's one word for
even
it.
Even Elton John was like, that's a bit much during the day. Maybe she's worried they couldn't see her on the sidelines, you know?
They could see her. Oh, in that game.
You can see her from outside the building. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google up the picture. You'll see it. Texter says, grew up on in Floydada. The best place I thought was Leonard's Cafe. It's changed hands now, but my dad and I would go Saturday mornings, eat breakfast. It always smelled like old cigarettes. Delicious. Yeah, those cafes, yeah, they were going to be smoking back in the day. Texter, Max Barbecue in Brady, Texas, has been around since the 70s. Good barbecue. You better have good barbecue in the center of Texas. Goat cook-off down there. Little cabrito. Texter, my first year that I was in Australia, I kept seeing these places called Lunch Bar. Knuckleheaded me thought lunch plus bar must much like J-Pat's. Well, in Australia, Lunch Bar equals diner or cafe with the seats right at the bar counter. Aussie breakfast has tomatoes as a side, and bacon is like a side of ham. I have no problem with that. But I can't
Sounds like an English breakfast.
Yeah. I can see the... And I think I know who the texter is, and I can see him absolutely walking in there thinking, lunch? Bar? Hello, J-Pats.
You get a liquid lunch. Some coworkers at the sign shop I used to work at did a liquid lunch, right. And then all the signs in the afternoon were crooked.
Funny how that works out. All right, the Rob Bro Show is coming your way from 1 to 2 here on Talk 103.9 FM. I'll be back with you tonight. A little Diamond Talk, a little daily broadcast. Follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. Check out my cat's column, theraiderland.com. He's doing well. Got a new TV, he did. Text in 806-855-3712. Keep the party going with Rob Rowe. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Wednesday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.